Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, I am recording this. It's the Tuesday morning after Scale Up before I head into my office to see patients. I am honestly just overwhelmed with emotion and gratitude. I just feel so fulfilled. You know when you're on the right track, or you know when you're fulfilling your soul's purpose, when you have the feeling that I'm feeling right now. And the coolest part for me, I was like, oh, I got to make a reel around this. The coolest part for me was that I felt so energized and fulfilled and excited this weekend when I was at Scale Up and got to hang out with my clients and meet new faces and get to connect with the speakers and my friends that flew in from all around the world. I just felt so excited. I had that same level of fulfillment when I walked in the door Sunday and got a hug from my son, Jet. And I was like, how freaking lucky am I to live out my purpose so fully that I leave something that energizes me and I come home to something that fills my cup just as much. And so you're just catching me on an all-time high. And Brandy, who most of you met, if you guys were there this weekend, she was like, wow, this is just amazing. Like, I have so many feelings. And I'm like, yeah, girl, just wait. You're going to get a lot more of this by working with the Wealthy Practitioner. It's just so fulfilling when you know that you're making an impact for other people. Today, I wanted to do a little bit of a recap for those of you that weren't there. We kicked off the weekend with my husband, Kyle, introducing me. And it's funny because when he was telling me what he wanted to say, I was like, that's so cute. But even as he was telling me, I was crying. I was getting my makeup done in the room. And I'm like, you can't do this in front of me. You have to go practice somewhere else. I don't know if it was just like the emotions from the weekend, or naturally I'm just a little bit of a sap anyways. Even when he was announcing me, I was like down the hall so that I couldn't hear him on the mic because I didn't want to be distracted when I was walking in. There was like a lot of nerves heading into this weekend. I felt like a lot was riding on it. I also felt like I had been planning this event for 8 months and I'm a perfectionist at heart. And I really wanted everything to go well. I wanted it to be worth people's time and energy and effort that they put forth in order to get to Nashville for the weekend. And so he introduced me. Then I came out and I did my origin story and really just how I've gotten to where I was, some of the trials and tribulations that I had to overcome to get to where I'm at today. And really this true, honest reflection that I've never really felt like I fit in until I found chiropractic. And once I found chiropractic, that's when my whole life changed. I had this purpose bigger than myself that I could finally work towards. I also met people that I genuinely connected with on a soul level. Some of my best friends in the world are chiropractors. It was like, okay, now I found my purpose. And Kyle and I moved out here to start our entrepreneurial journey. That hasn't been easy. You can go back and listen to plenty of episodes where I've shared behind the scenes on that. But it really was just full circle being able to be at Scale Up this weekend and just see that everything we've been through the last 8 years has been leading us up until this point. And it's super exciting for what's ahead. And then we went into having Megan kick off the weekend with teaching us different things that you can utilize within your speaking and even within your communication with patients, prospects, partners, whoever it is. She really focused a lot on the yes and energy. So often when we're talking to people in our life, we say yes, but, or she gave the example, which was really helpful. She gave the example when she was talking to somebody in the crowd that she was like, oh my God, I love your glasses and your outfits and those boots, girl. Nobody rocks those boots like you. You're just so cute the way your glasses sit on your face. But, and it's like, who wants to be told that? Absolutely nobody, right? So how could you say all of that? And that was super great. And then we had Dr. Elise sharing her employee ascension model that she does in her offices and sharing her vision with us, which was super expansive for everybody in the room. And really just the practical tips of stuff that you could do to prepare your employees, take care of your employees, have good culture, good communication. I know everybody really enjoyed that. Then we had Renee talk about PR and how to become the authority in your community or in your industry. And everybody in the room, whether they were a chiropractor or not, because we did have other people there that were like consultants, hairstylists, photographers. We had a lot of different entrepreneurs, which was the whole point of Scale Up. If you talk to anybody who went there, it was not a chiropractic conference. It was a business conference for service-based industries. And so if you're planning on coming next year and you're not a chiropractor, I would love to have you because everything that we talk about can be applied. There was a wide variety of entrepreneurs in the room, which by the way, if you didn't gather that, Scale Up is going to be an annual event. I've gotten so many DMs about whether or not I'm going to do it again. And it's like, hell yeah, I'm going to do it again. Do you know how much fun that was? So you could definitely join us next year. We're going to host it at the same venue because I had several people come up to me and be like, oh my God, I love this hotel. The location's perfect. I love Nashville. So why mess with a good thing, right? I've been to a lot of hotels in the world. And that hotel was chosen because it's one of my favorites. Be on the lookout. We don't have to worry about signing up now, but it definitely is going to happen again next year, April 2025. Anyways, back to the point. Renee told us about how we could become the authority. She gave us practical tips and really encouraged us to start building that authority now. So even if you're in a position to where you're like, I don't really know how much authority I have, build up your social proof, build up your social media channels so that when other places want to feature you, they have something to feature. If they come to your social media and your social media is dead, of course you're not going to get any features and publications, right? So start doing that now. And then we ended day one with Dan Martell, who was absolutely phenomenal. He gave so many practical tips for team, for culture, for mindset. He was really one of the favorite speakers, I think, which of course he's Dan Martell. Why wouldn't he be? But he just truly, truly explained things in a way that I think released a lot of breakthroughs for people. They were like, oh, even if it's something you've heard over and over again, right? I talked with several people last week and then I was like, guys, every time you hear something, you hear it in a different light. So even if 12 different people tell you how important team culture is, you connect with people's stories about team culture. You can connect with what it is they're telling you and you can relay it back to yourself. If you saw on social, everybody was shouting him out. People really loved him. He was so kind. He had books. We signed books. We got pictures with him. It was amazing. And then on day two, we kicked it off with Dr. Lauren from She Slays the Day. And that's another thing. I am just so grateful for her and Dr. Elise because I love the fact that we all do our own thing. We all have our own brands, but there's no competition between us. We can all collaborate together. We all cheer each other on. We all support each other. That is the new wave of chiropractic, in my opinion, is all of us being super successful in our own right and then coming together and pouring back into the profession and back into our communities because at the end of the day, we have a shared vision to help people within our profession. And so I know that I've been part of several groups or organizations in the past that didn't have that collaborative feel. And I am just so grateful for the two of them because the three of us really, I think, can create some amazing things together. So Dr. Lauren kicked it off with podcasting and teaching people different things that they consider when starting a podcast. I know before she got up there, only four or five people in the room raised their hand that they actually had a podcast. And then after, several people raised their hand and were like, okay, now I'm actually really considering starting one because of that. Obviously, she's just hilarious to listen to. After that, I came on and taught about scaling to seven figures and beyond. The number one thing that resonated with people was that I talked a lot about profit because that's what I care about. That's what's going to change your life is your profit, not your revenue. A lot of people in the room who are doing high revenue months were like, oh my gosh, this is the first time I've had it described this way. I gave them a five-step solution in order to figure out how to get there. That was super exciting for me because I'm like, good. Hopefully I've unlocked something new inside of your brain and gets you to understand a different way that you view your business. Then we did a client panel, which was so cool for me. All of them got up there and just, it gave me so much praise, which was not the point. The point was for them to share. And so that's what they started to do. They were really sharing the tactics and the mindset shifts and the strategies that they applied in their own businesses that have gotten them to where they are, where they're crushing all of their goals. They're exceeding expectations that they even had for themselves. They're dreaming bigger than they've ever dreamed before. They're being expanded in different ways, which is the coolest part for me as a mentor, is to be able to work with somebody and understand what their vision is, but see so much more potential inside of them than they even see for themselves. And being able to let them borrow that confidence that I have in them until they actually start to build up that confidence. confidence within themselves. And that for me is like the most fulfilling and exciting part is I work with some people and I just know when I'm like, oh my God, they're going to grow so fast. Like they're going to absolutely crush it. And then they do. And they're like, how'd you know? And I'm like, because I know. I can tell these things. They shared some really great practical things. We did a little Q&A session. Then we went to lunch. We came back and we had my friend Bijal talk all about branding and the different things that you can do to really establish your brand within the marketplace right now. Things you can do with your communication, the way that you show up online. I know people loved her session. They were having tons of takeaway because it was super interactive. We ended with Taylor, who's my mentor and one of my favorite humans. He's just such a good dude. And people were literally having transformations in the room. People were crying. People were taking notes all week and people had their notepads out and were just going to town. Since the event, I have gotten so much love and so much feedback from people who were like, this weekend changed my life. It changed the way that I viewed things. Somebody even texted me and was like, you changed my wife's life. As a byproduct, you've changed my life. Thank you so much. I can never repay you. And for me, that's what it all comes down to is it's not about just helping you guys make more money. I'm good at that. I think that's been established. It's really about getting you to understand that everything that's inside of your vision is possible. But more than that, you could probably expand your vision. More than that, there's things that you want that you've never told a single soul that you actually want because you don't believe it's actually true for you, that I know you can achieve if you start talking about it, if you start willing to go deep, if you're willing to have the transformation, if you're willing to become the person who achieves the things that they say that they want. After the weekend, I just get so fulfilled is the word that I guess I just keep coming back to. I sound like a broken record, but I just love being in person with people. I just love that deeper connection. Like I love that I got to meet new people. I love that I got to connect with my clients that have been clients for 3 and 4 years because those relationships I actually care about. And if I'm put on this earth to do anything, it's to make a difference and to also help people achieve their wildest dreams. And so Scale Up was this beautiful experience where all of that came full circle for me. To all of you that attended, thank you so much because it filled my cup up just as much as it did yours. I've gotten messages like, yes, we will be hosting another event, Scale Up for sure, but I might have something else up my sleeve for you, but you have to stay tuned for that. Just as a last reminder too, we are starting our newest program, 90-day sprint on May 1st. We already have 7 practitioners inside of it, so we only have room for 3 more because we're taking 10 for this first round. And it is going to change the way that you think about your business. If you have FOMO because you weren't at Scale Up and you know that you're ready for that next level, I have no idea why you're not jumping with 2 feet inside of this program because we are going to walk you through the blueprint that you need for the next 90 days to achieve your goals. We're going to dive into your stats, your financials. One of my clients had shared that I was the first coach that actually wanted to know exactly what her numbers were. It's really important that we dive into that. And even some of you listening to this are like, okay, that kind of scares me. Maybe I'm a little nervous for people to see behind the business. Good. Then you absolutely should do it because if you are too scared to ever look at that, you're never going to be able to fix it. By having the accountability and the accessibility to people who truly want to help you will make all the difference. And then we're going to look at your team, your capacity, your marketing. What are your goals? Do you actually have a dialed in vision? And if so, are you doing the things that are going to help you get there? So I'll put some notes in the show notes if you want to join us inside of that. And then just as we wrap up here, I am eternally grateful for every single person who listens to this podcast. I know I sound like a broken record, but it is just such a joy to get to come on here and share with you and to bring you guys amazing people who are in my world. I still have so many guest experts that I want to bring to you for a variety of topics. And the people that I bring on here are really meant to get you to think and to get you to look at what you're doing, to see what you can change to go to the next level. I'll see you next week. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.